Report, State Department's Box Heather Nauert offered UN ambassadorship. By Joshua Kaplan on November 1, 2018. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert was offered the position of United States Ambassador to the United Nations, according to reports. Fox News Chief White House Correspondent John Roberts shared the emerging report on Twitter. Writing, senior administration official tells Fox News that its State Adept's Box Heather Nauert has been offered the job of UN Ambassador. Nauert, a former Fox News journalist, will replace current UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who abruptly announced in early October that she will exit the administration at the end of the year. Haley revealed her decision at an Oval Office meeting alongside the president, bringing up her own political prospects even as she underscored her continued support for President Trump. Without prompting from reporters, she said she had no plans to run for president in 2020 and would campaign for President Trump. Haley, who is 46 and not personally wealthy, hinted in her resignation letter to President Trump that she is headed to the private sector. Trump has eyed several people to replace Haley, including Rick Grenell, the U.S. ambassador to Germany, Jamie McCourt, the U.S. envoy in Paris, and Kelly Kraft, the ambassador in Canada. Trump has repeatedly told aides he wanted a woman to fill the role, according to CNN. Former Deputy National Security Advisor Dina Powell, who was also under consideration, told the White House that she is not interested in serving as the next ambassador. President Donald Trump had said the Goldman Sachs executive was on his short list to replace Haley. However, reports state Powell spoke to the president and asked that her name be removed from consideration. Powell indicated to President Trump that she was honored to be discussed but felt it wasn't the right time for her family to take the post. Powell, who has close ties to the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, also told the president that she would be happy to continue to informally advise the White House. The Associated Press contributed to this report.